This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, a cool way to spend an hour is to listen to the man in the know when it comes to the stories that are in the News Talk Radio focus, the world of News Talk Radio, the research done by Talkers Magazine, which is his bugle, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We had a very successful talk convention. We'll talk about that. But first, let's go through the stories. The reason that we get together every week is in part to highlight the research done by the folks at Talkers to figure out what the big items were in the talk radio circles, the news talk issue-oriented circles. So we can go through the stories, Michael, and then the people, and take it away from there.
All right. We have a big number one story that really dominated the news and most of the conversation on talk radio, but we still had to break it down to 10. So let's start with number 10, Major League Baseball action. Number 9, the finals in basketball and in hockey. At number 8, we have the Wonder Woman film, which I have not yet seen.
Good film. Fun.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's a fun film.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Sometimes those superhero movies are...
Yeah, I don't like them either, but this is a different presentation. Bernadette will especially like it, I think.
Well, she's kind of a Wonder Woman herself, so this will be cool. And she wears a costume around the house. At number 7...
Send me a picture of that, will you, please?
At number 7, we have... I hope she's not... I know she listens.
Probably
to us.
Listening. I know she listens. Yeah.
I'm doomed. At number 7, we have...
Not
the
if Qatar. She has a cape, you're not.
I have to put my cape on. Yes. At number 7, we have the Qatar diplomatic tensions. At number 6, the NSA contractor arrested. The Paris Climate Accord exit at number 5. At number 4, the British general elections and the London terror attacks aftermath. At number 3, we have Iran terror attack and Trump condolences rejected. At number 2, we have the Trump-Russia investigation. And at number 1, which really, as I said, it's clear to anybody who listens to radio or watches TV or follows the news, the Comey testimony was gigantic. On the People Survey, we have at number 10, basketball star Kevin Durant. At number 9, Reality Lee winner. We have Hillary Clinton at 8. At number 7, Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn. At number 6, Loretta Lynch. Jeff Sessions is at 5. John McCain and James Risch at number 4. Michael Flynn at 3. Donald Trump at 2. And James Comey at number 1. How's that?
No wonder he got fired.
He's a showboater.
Yeah, right. I think he's a big... I don't know if showboater would be the word I'd use, but I find him to be a wimp. I think he's a big crybaby, and as a result of that, you know how I am when it comes to my own program, Monday through Friday. I stay away from this stuff a lot anyway. It was hard to avoid it, but just the... a circus created by a bunch of people who have one thing in mind, and that is to more or less destroy, whether it needs to be destroyed or not, doesn't make much difference. That's what they're out to do. And I think that a lot of the commentary on the other side has been redundant. The whole thing has been an obnoxious waste of time. That's my perspective on it, and I'm going to leave it alone. You go wherever you want to with it, Michael.
Okay, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Here's a question I have for you.
Yes.
Why, if you are correct, are so many people and so many media organizations and so many political groups and just so many people out to unfairly destroy Donald Trump?
I don't think it's unfair, and I'm not sure that I would agree with the third part of the premise. The first two things I think... I agree with you. There are a lot of people out to do.
No. You're not agreeing with me. I'm asking you hypothetically if that were the case. I made no statement there. I'm asking you a question.
Okay. I do not think that there is anything in this other than a circus. The media circus that can be created, it shows you the force, the nature of the beast, the fact that these people all think the same and work the same and basically come to the same conclusions all the time. about Trump. I thought that in part my answer, Lindsey Graham, who's the senator from one of the Carolinas, said this week in an interview that half of what Donald Trump does is bad and half of what he does is really good. And then I thought, well, that's an assessment that we could give to any one of these people that had had that job. It's a very tough job. Obama did some things that were good and some things that weren't so good. Bush, same thing. You can go back. And so under the circumstances, Ryan also said this week, listen, the guy's new to the job. Why is everybody being so tough on him? He's never done anything like this before. Other people who know him from working with him, his company, say that this fits his profile. This is the way he is, and this is the way he's going to be. So you either understand it or you spend 4 years trying to grind around. What came of this was nothing. There is no implication. There is no information. There is no more room to criticize or accuse. But to be able to credibly accuse Trump of doing something that was illegal or impeachable is when you look at and listen to the pieces of the pie that came out of all of this, there is no reason in the world. This just became entertainment. This is infotainment. This is how people get their rocks off, their jollies off, who don't like Trump or they do like Trump, in a period when the rest of television is in, you know, kind of nowhere land. There's nothing good to watch, so let's go watch this. It's a drama. Somebody make a movie out of it. But does it have effect? Does it help us run the country better and our lives to be better? Name me one thing about this that made your life better. I'll turn the question around, Michael.
Name one thing that made
one
my life
better. One thing that happened
better.
During all of this hoopla.
Oh, I got to see Comey. I'm a Comey fan. He's exciting.
Okay. Yes. Did I answer your question?
You answer. Now we know how you feel.
Yeah, well,
you knew how I feel before.
Not really. I wasn't sure.
Okay. My frustrations. I didn't vote for Trump. I think there's something that he's doing that need to be done. I think, actually, you know, here's a a list that came about, and we talked about it on this program about 2 months ago, through March, middle of March, when the people in the budget office suggested that 35 agencies be either cut or eliminated. And as that progresses down the pike and hearings are held, and you know, whether it's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting or some of these foolish regional authorities. But during the course of the investigation, Trump has changed his mind and so have his people about some of the things they thought they ought to knock out. And two of them were the Inter-American Foundation, which provides aid to Latin America and the Caribbean, and the African Development Foundation, which invests in African enterprises, and also NASA. There's three, actually. NASA's budget has been increased. They reopened the NASA committee this week. I forget what they call it, but it's a way to boost astronauts in the space program, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Inter-American Foundation and the African Development Foundation are aimed at helping countries in Latin America, the Caribbean, and Africa with infrastructure. And so what happens with the money that's given to them in grants, they'll come to the U.S. AID office, the State Department, and say, we would like your help in either building a road or rebuilding a road or something. And they'll look at it and they'll decide, okay, yeah, we want to give you $1 million. And this will be used to build that road. And the only caveat we have is that you must use American contractors to do it. So here's $1 million. Go find an American contractor that will rebuild your road. And in that way, it's government welfare, I suppose, but it keeps American companies busy doing things, and it helps these people. So Trump's looked at that, or his people have, and they said, okay, this is good for American business. We're not going to cut this. But at first, the news media pounded away at, look at this budget. They're going to screw all these people and eliminate all of this stuff. And that isn't, you know, it just took some time for them to feel their way around.
What I'm trying to say to you is, my question was, why do so many people dislike him?
Because he's different.
He's different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, I'm not his apologist, but I'm different. Why do people dislike me?
Are there people that dislike you?
Yeah. I have my detractors.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they dislike about you?
You and I know each other too well. It's too funny.
No, but it comes down to...
What do they dislike about you?
Somebody asked me the other day. Somebody asked me the other day.
Why do you like Doug Steffen so much?
No. Forget about you. You're for people listening to this, Doug is very well liked in the business of radio.
I
know him.
I'm talking about my farm stuff and my community.
I'm not in that world of you. I find it amazing that you have that world. And frankly, you and I don't hang out personally. We talk about the business when we hang out,
right.
and we see each other once in a while. We're electronic friends. I see you three times a year maybe.
Yeah.
But we're involved with each other electronically. I mean, heck, half of the staff of this particular program met themselves in person for the first time.
Yeah, right.
At the event this past week, and we worked together for years and know each other. So it's a strange world.
Yeah.
But now somebody asked me what advice I would give to Donald Trump if I were to give him advice. And my advice would be, why don't you just be a little cooler and stop, you know, I don't want to use the P word, but stop annoying
everybody.
Stop making everybody hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can't you just like sit down and just figure out that the job of president includes being diplomatic and smoothing things over? And maybe there's a reason for that, because it's a big, unwieldy job with lots of people and lots of different points of view. And, you know, just cool it a little bit.
Yeah,
that's good. And that's what I think the problem is here. I think he brings on his own
problems
with his
own
rudeness and crudeness.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's where I was heading.
Okay, good. Kara, did we do any commercials yet? I've forgotten whether we did.
No, we did not.
So we might want to do a few commercials, and then we'll continue with our talk radio review talking about the various things that are here that are apparent. Actually, I want to have Michael do a review of the Talkers Conference, which I thought myself was one of the best experiences I've had in a long time when it comes to being around my brother in the talk radio world. So that's up and coming here on this week's review of what's going on, the hot hits in talk radio on The Countdown.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Kobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6/8 through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, sit. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Plus size fashion lovers, this is the sale you've been waiting for. Most everything you need or want for summer is on sale now at Catherine's Plus Sizes. It's the semi-annual sale featuring our lowest prices of the season, happening now in stores and online. Save on bras, panties, shorts, capris, dresses, and tops in sizes 0X to 5X at Catherine's Plus Sizes. Stock up on fashion bras and panties in our newest colors, prints, and styles. Buy two bras, get one free. And buy three panties, get three free. Plus, save on select summer tanks and tees in bright summer colors and prints, starting at just $19.99. So don't wait. Update your summer wardrobe for a whole lot less at the semi-annual sale at Catherine's Plus Sizes and online at Catherine's.com. Visit Catherine's.com for locations. Catherine's, we fit you beautifully.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Coming up at 24 past the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review and a discussion not only of the stories and the people who have made it into the research column in Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here to talk about some of the ancillary impact of these discussions and other discussions going on. I'm Doug Steffen, one of the attendees at the Talkers 2017. The videos are going to be out pretty soon. You go to talkers.com. You can get a list of the hot stories every week. You can see who's in the Heavy 100. You can get the news, the things that are focus and import, the radio stations that are doing all this sort of thing. So what would you say was the best thing, most impactful thing? As people go to talkers.com, they can read the review of what happened in New York last week. But what was there that was unexpected, things that happened that people who are fans of talk radio would be happy to know about?
I don't know if anything was unexpected. I think what made it so good was the quality of people that were there. And when I say quality, I mean we had leaders from every faction of the business there. We had the top people. And, you know, a convention of that nature is basically judged by who's at it. Who can you meet? Who can you hear? Who can you talk to? And who can you rub elbows with? Mm-hmm. So it was a very fertile ground for communication, and when that happens, it impacts the industry for the listeners. I don't like to talk too inside shop. Yeah. It affects, it makes the radio that you, the listener, enjoy better, hopefully. And so I think that to sum it all up, as a result of this conference, talk media, talk radio, talk television, talk podcasting, internet, satellite, it was all there. I think it'll be better for the next year than it might have been had some of these ideas and the inspiration that is shared not had a chance to, be communicated among the people who work in the business.
So in terms of the public and the folks that I like to listen to, probably the most notable, the person with most exposure there was Sean Hannity, who has been dealing with some protests, and he was pretty candid about that. He got into an argument with Joe, the fellow on MSNBC. Why do I know that name? Marrying Brzezinski.
Scarborough?
That Morning Joe. Scarborough? Scarborough, that's right, too. Yeah, and all of this stuff. Some people think this is very entertaining. Some people think it's a big put-on. I don't get that Sean is the type of person that, I mean, I could see Limbaugh doing it or Bill O'Reilly doing it, but I don't see Sean as anything other than pretty down to earth and not likely to create something. If something happens, he doesn't duck from it. But I don't think he called up Joe Scarborough and said, hey, let's do this publicly.
No,
and see
no, he's not put on. No.
I mean, those things have happened, but I don't see those guys doing
it. No, it's not a carefully crafted feud. A lot of show business feuds are fake. No, Sean's real. Sean's real. He's standing up to his critics. He's standing up to his attackers. He's extremely important right now in terms of the industry. A case could be made he's more important than Limbaugh, even though Sean's number two in our heavy 100 and Limbaugh's number one. I got to tell you, we had long discussions about the order of that. We left it as it is, I guess, for the sake of tradition, at least another year.
Yeah.
But Sean is definitely the epicenter of the business right now, and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
People listening to this broadcast who obviously enjoy behind-the-scenes discussion about talk shows will be able to see something that got very little coverage in the press, got actually no coverage in the press because we specifically designed it that way. We don't publicize this. We don't send out press releases and invite reporters. But I presented Sean with the Freedom of Speech Award and had a fireside chat with him for a half hour. And that will be on video on talkers.com in about a week. And I don't know, you saw it. I did it. You observed it. Was it valuable?
Yeah. I like Sean anyway, and he gets it. He does. He understands the showbiz aspects of it. He understands the integrity needs of what he does, and his reputation is solid. I think he is profoundly affected because the people at Fox, that he doesn't have the same sort of team on the radio, doesn't need it. The people at Fox, though, that put it all together, Roger Ailes saw something in him, Bill Schein, who is one of his very close friends, and they mentored each other. All those people are gone from Fox, and I think he feels like he's a little lost there. But I think he also is smart enough. There's a good paycheck there, and there's also a reason for staying on the Fox side of things. I would think they'd want to keep him there because they lost everything else that made people gravitate to that channel. So anyway, it's really very interesting to see it all shake out. We're talking about talk. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen, 29 past the hour.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
And report on what's going on, the state of the talk radio business. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers. Doug Steffen here in a sort of mashable mashup. Where'd that term come from, mashable? Do you know? Is that?
I never heard it until modern times. I think it has to do with throwing things together in the new electronic media.
Goulash.
Yeah, you hear it in music and video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's funny how terms pop up out of nowhere and then become big for a while, and sometimes you don't even realize that you're suddenly using a term that you never used before.
Right. Or things that are in the dictionary that have gotten public approval that you don't, I never use that word. What are you talking about? It's an age thing. I think it's a generational thing, much as anything else.
But it does spread. It spreads to other groups. It starts with one group, and then it spreads. It's always fun at the New Year's to talk to the people from our friends at Merriam-Webster, the dictionary company, and they always talk about new words and that are now in the dictionary. And when you follow new words, you really find you're really following new ideas.
Yes. But we need new ideas all the time.
Right.
Keep growing. You and your wife have gone to see Wonder Woman, yes or no?
No, we didn't. I was asking you, and you said you liked it.
I did like it. Number 8 this week is the talk about Wonder Woman, the film. It's a good story. I was chastised by Kara, our producer, because I had spoiled part of the ending of it. before she'd been able to see it or you'd been able to see it. So I won't spoil it again. Hmm. But there's a lot of it's really good theater. She's a very likable character. Hmm. The chemistry between her and Chris Pine's character is very strong. Yeah, it's make believe, but yet there's a lot of these superhero movies. That's what I don't. Do you go to see those superhero movies?
I do. I haven't seen them all. I'm hesitant to, but I've seen enough of them to know that any time I've ever seen a superhero movie, I leave the theater or the living room dissatisfied.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think these movies were meant to be movies. I think they're meant to be cartoons. I think they're meant mm-hmm. to be comics.
Right.
I don't think it works with real people. The form and content are not right. Some of them are better than others, but they were meant to be comic books, and they really work well in comic. I used to love Wonder Woman. I was a comic book freak back in the 60s as a kid. 50s and 60s is when I went through my comic book phase.
Yeah.
And I learned an awful lot about science and a lot about life from these comic books. Never liked the movie versions. Although funny, I liked the television show Superman.
Yes.
As cheesy as it was.
George Reeves. Yep.
Yeah, as cheesy as it was, I felt satisfied watching that.
Right.
Hated the Batman TV series, and I don't like the darkness and over melodramatic Batman.
Awful. I won't go see those movies. But you know what show you might like is Supergirl.
I haven't watched that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I happened to catch an episode of it last week, and I thought it was okay. The story's okay. The girl's very likable. See, when I go to watch it, I discovered the show Bull this past week. The character, Michael Weatherly, who was on NCIS, likable character. I like the likable characters. I don't like the ones.
I'll tell you what it is. I just have a revelation what it is. I like the superhero being absolutely unbeatable and coming out of the blue and beating the hell out of bullies.
You like Wonder Woman then.
I don't like the creation of super villains that are equal, if not greater, than the superhero, yeah. and right. you spend most of the movie watching the superhero suffer. Mm-hmm. I like, remember Kung Fu? This guy,
yes.
Kane, he ran around the West, and he was this meek guy, and
David
the bullies
Carradine.
Would start up with him, and they would rip the hell out of him. I love that.
Yeah.
Zorro. Zorro never was
out of the night.
Yeah.
When the full moon is bright.
Sergeant Garcia, they never beat him. He would be able to outduel 30 Mexican soldiers, you know?
Yeah. The Lone Ranger.
Yeah, I like superheroes that are absolutely invulnerable. And that's, you know what's so great about the George Reeves thing? He was never really in trouble. You know, he would take on diamond thieves, guys that would break into stores. You know.
Regular bad guys.
Right, regular bad guys. And he would teach them a lesson. He'd break through the wall. They'd shoot him. The bullets would fly off. He'd take the gun. He'd bend it. And then he would punch them out. And that would... I like that.
The end of that.
I don't like these supervillains,
yeah.
and they turn the superheroes into wimps who somehow at the end you don't know who won.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's my problem.
At the end, somebody dies, I'll tell you that much. Okay, so this week, one of the things is a throwback to our discussion at the Talkers event last week. There always is a question about the new team. Where is the farm team? Where does the next generation of broadcasters come to replace guys like me and Bohannon or anybody else? Who's...
Wow, I can't believe you're saying that, because as I am on the air with you right now, I am writing a story that's going to be posted about a half hour after I get off that deals with this topic. It's like you're reading my mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You found a replacement for me, did you?
Well, I know that I have an answer to it, but go ahead. Finish your thought.
The podcast on Up Close and Far Out this week is with a fellow named Rich Zeoli, who is on in Philadelphia, and relatively young guy. I'm going to guess he's in his early 40s. Is that right?
I think he's at most in his early 40s. I think he could be as young as his late 30s.
Really? Okay. So it isn't, and that seems, when you look at acting as stars in a movie, you'd be a veteran by the time you get that. And I don't know You explore what he did before he became a conversationalist.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a part of the crew, some of the people coming along. Most of the people that are coming along, I was thinking of that fellow who was on Premiere for a while, and then he was replaced by Meghan McCain, and now she's gone. I think that some of the younger people, because they don't have a radio background, and because still much of what's on the much content is listened to by people who are older, they don't. These younger folks don't resonate.
Well, they may not have life experience. A radio will expose you if you don't have life experience.
Yeah, right.
Talk radio.
Yes,
but
right.
But you know, when I was I did a lot of talking, and I was in my early 20s when I was in underground rock radio, and we did a lot of talk radio in that genre.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about things we knew. I mean, I could out-talk anybody in their 30s, 40s, or 50s about popular culture back then. I mean, don't put a kid in a situation where they're giving family advice or they're giving economic advice on or complex stuff that requires years of understanding. Put the kid on the radio to talk about things that, that young people understand or to express the young point of view to the older listener.
Mm-hmm.
You have these kids, these 20-somethings, just simply doing talking points, formulaic conversation, and you know
reading
that
a newspaper on the air.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
No. There's nothing there. So, what'd you learn about this guy Zioli? What are your prospects for him?
I think he's already a big timer. I mean, his prospects, if he never goes another, inch further than he is, he's in the big time. He's doing afternoon drive on a major market station, owned by CBS.
Yeah.
Time. He's a big, hey, look, the game is what the game is.
Right.
Within what the game is, he's a big star.
Yeah.
And he's successful.
Good.
He's bright. Look, he's got two adoptive children. He's got a lovely wife. He's a Boy Scout in terms of he lives a good life. He was a political advisor. He was a talent coach. And he's working at a station, which is the only station he's ever worked at. He started out as a guest.
Yeah. Huh. That great?
Yeah. No, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Rich Zioli.
All right, so you want to listen to the future of News Talk Radio. Perhaps you listen, you tune in to Up Close and Far Out. You can find there when you go either to upcloseandfarout.com or to talkers.com, find the podcast, and look back over some of the other ones. Click on the listen here and look at some of the others. You'd probably have a good time listening to some of the other conversations. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 43 past the hour. A focus now on something that is another one of these things that we ought to discuss, Michael, a little bit. The report this week that 59,000 Americans under the age of 50 committed suicide last year, and it was at the hands of drugs, painkillers, people addicted to circumstances, drugs available in your medicine chest. This is what people are getting hooked on. And taking so many of them, they get depressed and they commit suicide.
Yeah.
This is a very difficult situation. And so there's a company that has come to the surface here that's helping with the problems that not only people have of depression, but just drug use and what it does to your physicality.
Yeah.
Better Addiction Care at 844-262-8658. For help today, for help right now, call that number and break the cycle of addiction. If it's yours, somebody in your family, somebody you know, don't let it go another day or another moment. Better Addiction Care offers all kinds of different things. They'll get a program planned together that's just right for you, tailored for you. 844-262-8658. And the best thing for most people is that their insurance policy covers 100% of the costs. That's the usual scenario. Save your life, help yourself, help others. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Follow the prompts for your free consultation. 844-262-8658.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed.
Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
47 past the hour now. Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, with this whole business about what we do, what we focus on, what's the main story. This is all very subjective, isn't it? I mean, other than what's in the news cycle, a lot of people have different interests, and so they bring their interests with them to their radio programs. And it becomes, okay, here are the issues, we talk about that for a while, and then you get into what interests you. Like, I like farming, and I talk a lot about that on the air, and food and health and that. You know, there are a lot of more, I think, some of the broadcasters that were very predictable and very political are spreading out now. Don't you think that was part of what we talked about?
So they have to spread out because there's a lot of out there to spread to, and, mm-hmm. and for everybody to be on the same. It's like going to a toll booth. You drive along and you see all of a sudden there's six tolls open, but only one of them have a line.
Right.
People will go to that line because they'll figure, well, there's a reason nobody's going to the other line. Maybe it's the wrong line, even though it says green light. We got a lot of green lights with no lines. So go out and do it. Don't follow the leader into a competitive niche when mm-hmm. you can have your own niche.
Are we cultivating enough women to do this?
No.
We're not.
And that remains an ongoing problem, and we deal with it at that conference. We need more female talk show hosts.
We do.
But we can't have them unless there's a market for it. We need
right.
more female listeners. We need more female people wanting to be talk show hosts.
Women.
So, you know, it takes a while to change habits. I mean, it's an old habit that women were more likely to gravitate into political and news broadcasting over years and years and years. And now there's the awareness that that's an imbalance based upon the reality of the world and where we're going.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly a lot of exciting things going down. Check out the, as Michael suggested, the video, the audio. There are a lot of pictures at talkers.com of the event last week. See who was doing what, who was talking to whom, what kind of activity there was there. It's great reading. It's great fun. It was a great experience. That's all at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, and the home of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 after the hour now of the Talk Radio Review. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams. Go to his scamicide.com, a website that's dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all kinds of scams. He keeps it very current, providing you with the latest information about this important. This is so. I got scammed this week. One of my credit cards got used to buy something in Chicago, and I wasn't in Chicago. And the credit company was smart enough to, I don't know how they do this, they got to track it with a computer, but they knew it wasn't me. And so they put a freeze on it, we cut the card up, and I'll get another one, and they take care of whatever, there's no liability for me. But I just think it's interesting. You turn around, every place you go, there's a problem where they can be, Steve. It's really something.
Oh. Absolutely, and it's I'm assuming this was a credit card, not a debit card.
Yes.
Yeah, and one of the things I'm always telling people is use your credit card rather than a debit card, because that debit card, if it gets stolen and you don't report it right away and the tracking doesn't work, you can actually lose the entire amount in your bank account. And let's say you even report it right away, your bank account will get frozen while they investigate it. But with the credit cards, the companies are getting really good as far as the computerized tracking of where you are, where the card is, and whether it's likely to be done by a criminal.
Yeah, it's very good to know that they're there doing that. So check out anytime you got a problem with what you think is a scam, go for advice and information to scamicide.com. Okay, I have a word scramble for you. This word is something that is commonly used in your business. This may be silly, but I'm going to give you the letters. You see if you can figure it out. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Kara's used to me doing this. There's an R in this. There's a W in this. There's an L in this. There's a Y in this word. There's an A in this word. And there
Lawyer.
Is an... Thank you.
All right.
Next! All right. Well, that's, I just thought it was kind of
cute. I get to play Jeopardy.
Yes, that's good. All right, so the number one issue this week legally, what kind of Jeopardy is Comey in? I'm guessing by reading the reviews, I couldn't be bothered wasting my time with the circus. I don't see the Trump's affected or there's any legal, there's nothing here. Am I right?
I disagree, but I do think at the moment we don't know. I think, first of all, you got to get through the posturing. And so the Trump defense, one of them is he leaked material out to the press. Well, guess what?
You're talking about Comey? Or are you talking about Trump?
Comey. What happened was Comey, and he said he did this on purpose, turned over memorandums of his meeting with the president to a a law school college professor of his to, in turn, provide to the press, showing that pressure had been put on him in regard to the investigation of Flynn, hoping that that would lead to a special prosecutor, which was done. So when he was asked, or the Trump people were saying, well, you know, this is an illegal leak of classified information. No, it isn't. This information wasn't classified. There was absolutely nothing illegal about him providing this information. It was not a violation of executive privilege. So that's a smokescreen. It really comes down to, you know, did the president try to interfere with an investigation? And it is certainly worthy of in looking into that at this point. But what we have now, no. There's nothing sufficient at this point, but it is a legitimate threat to the Trump administration. Although it was interesting, back when Nixon was impeached. No, excuse me, he was not impeached. He merely resigned. But when he was forced to resign, the key thing was tapes. And frankly, if they didn't have tapes, they probably wouldn't get him out. And I think you might be saying the same thing about Trump. If there are tapes, he could be in trouble. If there aren't, he probably isn't.
Yeah. Yeah, he says, I hope he... I just... Well, anyway, enough on that. So yeah. We got a few seconds for the Russia investigation and how that is moving or not. And this is all sort of tied together anyway, isn't it?
It's moving. But you know something? It's not just here. We recently found out that the big issue in Qatar was caused by Russian hackers getting into the state news media. So this is a major issue of hacking into governments and media around the world by anyone.
It's really pretty amazing how this is all coming about. Wow. When you think about the possibilities that aren't good, it's pretty scary.
Yep.
Under the circumstances. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the Countdown, with an overview of the legal ramifications of some of our top stories.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.